Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So today's episode is about how it all began, basically. Like, how this came to be, you know? And really, it's a really deep topic. But in today's episode, we're only going to be scratching the surface of it. So, like, the way the things began, they're like, three like main phases that the universe went through. So the first phase, which most people know of, is the Big Bang. And the Big Bang is like, so how the Big Bang came to be, that's like a very hard thing to deconstruct, because like, we can say, well, the Big Bang was made by this, but then what made that? And that's like an infinite paradox. And so we're not going to be talking about that. But so how the Big Bang happened was that, so I'm like, so there are these things called cosmic tornadoes. And I'm not even kidding. So what we think is the, like, the mostly accepted answer is that there were two cosmic tornadoes that just got lucky and they smashed together. And then there's dust in tornadoes. So a cosmic tornado is basically the same. So there were all of these things and two huge cosmic tornadoes smashed into each other. And then, so basically, this very hot and dense pocket of like stuff was made, just like stuff, stuff. Like, it's an actual term, stuff. So like, it was a bunch of stuff compacted, okay, and then that exploded. So it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and in that it got so hot, and atoms began to split, and so it was like a big bright light. And honestly, it didn't even last for that long. I think it lasted mere fractions of a second. Like, can you believe that? Everything that we know of today, this, like me talking, like me existing, that happened in less than a fraction of a second, in mere fractions of a second. So basically, that's the first part. And then atoms began to split and all, and they began to fuse, and that made all the things that we know of today. Like, there's like oxygen and carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and all of those wonderful things. That was all made in less than a fraction of a second. So that's the first part. The second part was was the expansion of the universe. So how it worked was that it just kept expanding. So it just like exploded with like more power than like, more power than a black hole bomb, which is another things that I'll explain. But a black hole bomb, that's like insanely, like that could destroy like the whole galaxy. But the power of the Big Bang, that's like insane. It made everything that we know of today. So the second part, like I said, was like, so like it was at a rapid rate which things were expanding, and like things smashed together, and that made like it's like a rough outline of what we know of today, like the Earth and like the Moon and like the Sun. So it was like a rough outline, and that was the second phase, like just like things being made, you can call it that. And then the third phase, which is the most important, is like the third phase is like it is like the agricultural phase. Not agricultural, but like when things started to become what we know of today. Like they began to grow. Like the earth was mold, and like what we think how water came to earth is a bunch of asteroids hit it and mold, and it got wet, and then the moon, not the moon. So what we think how the moon came to be is some other earth-like planet hit earth, and then it split, and we have the moon. So yeah, and all those things happened. So and that was the third and last phase, the phase that we're in right now, of things beginning to grow. Like the sun used to be the sun used to be a bit smaller. I mean, not as much, but like in the last like 3 billion years, 4 billion years, it's grown. Excuse me. It's grown like 20 to 25%, which like in like space terms, not space terms, but like that's a huge difference. Like for 20% of the of the scale of the sun, that's huge. And yeah, that's excuse me again. And that's basically that's basically how everything was made. So yeah, and thank you for listening, and bye.